Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to podcast number 158. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool. We're having multiple margaritas after my day.
All right, we'll get a picture of margaritas. How's that?
Absolutely. Can we have a couple shots on the side?
We'll give you a floater, okay?
Okie dokie. That's what I need. So we're going to run a little news, and then we're going to do a Hollywood Studios restaurant dining plan, the whole deal. We're going to do the WDW Main Street dining plan at the studios. Sound good, Dan?
Sounds awesome.
I can't wait to eat. It's just gonna. I haven't ate dinner yet, so it's going to make me hungry, Dan.
You'll be ordering multiple items off the menu then.
Absolutely. So you ready to do a little news, my partner?
Yeah, let's get into it here. Just kind of an update on Morimoto Asia. Now that the boathouse is open down there, everyone's setting their sights on the other premier restaurant, or one of the other premier restaurants. It's going to be opening at Disney Springs. And construction's moving right along on that. It's starting to really come into be, and they say this is going to open up in summer of 2015. So a couple of months here, we'll have something to join the boathouse down there as far as new dining experiences, and this is one I'm really looking forward to.
Me too, Dan. I love the Iron Chef. I watch that all the time, me and Brenda. Well, we love the Food Channel. We watch a little bit of the Iron Chef, but we love anything to do with food, and to have these two new restaurants down there with everything else. Downtown Disney's like going to become my next trip's my biggest destination, my must do.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I mean, I already have plans to when our ADR window opens up here shortly, definitely gonna book an ADR at the boathouse, but it sounds like we'll be able to also book one at Morimoto Asia. So, we'll be spending a lot of time at Disney Springs this upcoming trip.
Let me know if they have fried wontons there, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm not sure, but, I wouldn't be surprised.
I can get them with 2 spots.
Right.
What's next, my friend?
Yeah, they announced the 2015 Sounds Like Summer Concert Series lineup, and these are all tribute bands, but on June 7 to 13, it's going to be DSB, which is a tribute to Journey.
I love Journey.
Yeah.
Don't Stop Believing, brother.
There you go. Wasn't that the final song to The Sopranos?
Yep, it was. They just did a big thing on that, too. Did you see it in the news?
No, I didn't. But
David Chase, if you want to go see it, and all of our fans out there who are Soprano fans, he actually did a big story on what the actual ending meant. So go check that out.
You mean it actually does mean something?
Absolutely.
So, people wanted to jump off a bridge after that episode. They were so mad.
Not me. I just wanted to trapple. He was eating breakfast. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, June 14th through 20th, To You, which is a tribute to you too. June 21st through 26th, Mike Del Guidance and Big Shot, which is a tribute to Billy Joel.
My wife would love that.
June 27th to July 4th, Don't Look Back, a tribute to Boston.
Do you like Boston? You have to, being from Boston.
Yeah, they're all right. Not
they
bad.
Were one of my favorite groups growing up.
Yeah, that was around.
Just another band out of Boston. Oh, did I do that? Go ahead.
You're not high enough.
Yeah.
I don't mean high.
No, I
You know what
understand. You didn't
I mean?
want me blowing. I don't want to blow your eardrums out. I
There you
could go
go.
there if my fan, if our
Yeah.
fans want to hear it.
I don't think they do.
I see.
Let's move along here. July 5th through the 11th is Fire and Ice, which is a tribute to Pat Benatar. July 12th through 18th,
Staying alive. Oh, go ahead. Staying
Staying
alive.
Alive, tribute to the Bee Gees. And then wrapping it up on July 19th to 25th, Hotel California, which is obviously a salute to the Eagles. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing any of these, to be honest with you. I'm kind of jealous. I'm not going to be down there this summer.
I'll tell you what, if all these bands are as good as they usually are, it's an awesome summer to be there. I mean, my least favorite two would be Pat Benatar and U2. I'm not a big Bono fan, so don't send the hate mail. I just never liked U2. I was in my country phase by the time U2 came out.
Yeah.
But Journey, Boston, Billy Joel, the Eagles, Bee Gees, I mean, I'd be in hog heaven down there. I'd be eating around the world and listening to Summer Series.
Yeah, there's some great bands there. I know last year they had a Bon Jovi cover band or whatever. I think I saw them at some point. Maybe it wasn't the summer. Well, it wasn't. I wasn't there in the summer. Might have been in the fall or in the spring. I forget. But as far as how they sounded pretty good. So if they're anything at all like that, it should be a good take this summer to hear some of these tribute bands.
I'll be honest with you. There hasn't been a bad band in Epcot. They're all pretty good. I mean, the Invasion and Off Kilter and any other bands that I've heard over the years have always been, top quality.
Yeah, absolutely. They, do a good job at booking. It's obviously second tier entertainment, if you will. It's not the real group, obviously, but it's all good and it sounds good. And when you're walking around now, World Showcase there, you can catch a couple tunes. And I've even stopped and listened to some bands that I had no idea who they were, but they always have at least one or two songs that are familiar to you. So it's a good take. Even if you don't go in and sit down in the Theater of the Americas there, you can stand in the back and take in a few songs. So
Eat
it's
some
all
funnel
good.
cake?
There you go, with a beer.
Absolutely.
Let's see, moving right along here. Direct Magic Kingdom bus service to Hoop Dee Doo Review and Mickey's Backyard Barbecue test begins next week. So, sounds like you're going to be able to catch a bus right from the Magic Kingdom to both of these venues. And I'm sure they're trying to make it as easy as possible to get folks out of the park and over to these high affinity or high price point shows.
I would rather take the boat over. I'm surprised it has taken this long to even have a bus over to the Hoop Dee Doo Review or over there from the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're starting to see ticket sales kind of taper off or whatever. I mean, as far as I know, they're very popular and tend to sell out, or at least the early shows do. So I don't know what's behind it.
But hasn't there always been a bus to Fort Wilderness from the Magic Kingdom?
I couldn't tell you. I've
I
never
mean, I would
stayed there.
assume there is.
Right.
I don't understand what the
Well,
I
I think.
why there hasn't been. What's this? Just for that?
Yeah, it sounds like what they're going to do is drop you off like right near the venue. Like even if you go to Fort Wilderness, if they drop you off in the front, then you got to get that internal bus loop, the one that goes
Okay.
around. So this is probably direct, from the Magic Kingdom. They probably drop you off fairly close to the the venue. So it's just a straight shot.
Okay.
That's what I'm guessing anyways, but I agree with you.
I'm still taking the boat.
The boat's a much much nicer ride. And you're just going to leave yourself enough time, but long as you do, that's a beautiful ride over to Fort Wilderness and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. The view you get of the Contemporary and all is awesome.
Oh yeah, it is. Let's see, the Frozen Summer Fun premium package tickets are now on sale, so you can start to purchase those and get a premium package at the Hollywood Studios for the fun package that's coming back this summer. And those of you that saw it last year or saw different shows with Frozen, they were very popular. And I think we said this on one of our earlier shows, given all the things that are closed and things that will be closing at the studios is that they get ready for this massive construction slash transformation, they got to throw something in there, and Frozen is popular, so this all makes sense to me.
Can you believe that they raised the price $10 then?
Oh, that's, I mean, that's.
Not like Disney, is it?
Can't believe it, you know? They got a captive audience, and yeah, jack it up $10. Why not?
Yeah, it's $69 now for adults, $39 for kids. I mean, I was glad to see that when we were there last year during the summer, you know, because we were there late summer, you know, September.
Yeah.
And it was, I liked all the Frozen stuff going on, especially the snowing at the studios was really cool with Olaf on stage, all that good stuff. So it's a good thing. I would never do the extra events, though. I wonder if they're going to have an extra event over at Maelstrom. I mean, at the new Frozen ride at Epcot.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. We'll see. Moving right along, just a minor thing here, but Jiminy Cricket will be appearing at Disney's Animal Kingdom for Earth Day week, so you'll be able to get your picture with Jiminy. And I was reading something online. I guess he's been kind of absent from the parks over the recent past, so he's making a comeback, and I don't know if he'll be around, whether it be at the Animal Kingdom or other places across property, but it looks like they're trying to reintegrate Jiminy back into the character picture-taking opportunities.
Well, he was the man with all the conservation with conserving water and the towels. Remember when you checked into Riverside? He'd be all over everything for conservation.
Yeah, he was the mascot. I mean, I got several pins from years ago with Jiminy on them, so you're right, Doug. He was kind of He was the mascot and kind of the spokesbug, if you will, for conservation and all that stuff. In fact, I believe even the recycling bins in the resort rooms used to have a sticker with Jiminy's face on it. So you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I remember they used to tell you to use your towel if you could from your bathroom for when you went to the pool, and you know, I mean, all kind of different things he would try to get you to do. It was cool. I miss having him in the rooms.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll come back in that regard. Who knows? But Jiminy's, I don't mind seeing him around. I'd rather see him than Stitch myself, but that's just me.
Most people would.
Well, there's room for both, I guess. It doesn't have to be an either or.
There has to be some villains, right, Dan?
Yeah, he's not a villain, but now kind of.
So you ready to get over to the studios, or where were you going?
I just wanted to mention, and again, not end on a downer here, but just wanted to make mention of the tragedy that happened at the Richard Petty driving experience last weekend. We're recording this towards the end of the week after the weekend of the event. But as everybody knows by now, there was a cast member that actually worked there that was driving with somebody. And as it turns out, they were actually driving the track backwards, which was a huge contributing factor to the accident. And this young man was killed. He had a wife and kids. It's a terrible tragedy that happened. And coupled with the fact that the Richard Petty driving experience was slated to close this summer anyways, just a shame that this happened at all, but particularly where the attraction, if you will, was going to close down anyway. So, that's too bad.
Yeah, I mean, we're really sorry for everybody's loss. That was a shame. I mean, I seen that Lamborghini on the news, and it said Disney World. You know how you walk by the television, and you know how we are, like rabbit dog ears. As soon as you hear Disney, you stop in your tracks. I mean, you could be doing anything, and if you hear Disney on the TV, you have to look.
Right, right.
And then I turn around and seen that Lamborghini crash, and, we are very sorry for the injury. We hope the person gets better, and so sorry for whoever's lost. We're sorry for the tragedy down there.
Yeah, I just wanted to make mention of it, but anyways, we move on and over to the Disney's Hollywood Studios we go. How's that sound?
That sounds good, and thoughts and prayers are out there. So you ready to do a little dining plan at the studios, buddy?
Yeah, I guess if we have to eat there, we have to eat there.
Okie dokie.
You go first this week.
Oh, you're going to kick me off first.
Well, you threw it to me last week, so we got to be fair.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks, my man. Well, what happened with me this week is I did start my day off at Riverside, and I had dinner at the Old Mill. I mean, my breakfast at the Old Mill with me and Brenda. So we're not getting anything until lunchtime, and at lunch we're going to head over to the ABC Commissary for our counter service.
Okay.
You like it in there?
You'll see how much I like it when my turn comes up. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to end up getting the combination meal, the seafood platter.
With fries and steamed broccoli, apple slices, or fries.
Yeah, so we're going to get the shrimp, the yeah, with the fries, the whole nine yards. Have you ever had that?
No, but you'll see when my turn comes up.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to end up with then. I've had this before. I really like it a lot. It was between that and the chicken club. Have you had the chicken club there?
I think I have, actually.
And I'm going with the French fries with both then. I'm not going with the apple slices.
No, if you're going to get the seafood platter, you go with the fries. You're not going to be eating broccoli or apple slices. I totally agree.
Well, the reason I get this and my wife really don't usually like me getting the fried shrimp, you know, the platter. Right. But my dad, the last time he was there, he always gets the shrimp platter. So I'm going with the shrimp platter for Pops, and I'm going to have that with the fries. And I don't know, I might add an even extra, pay a little extra and get a little steamed broccoli with it because it's very good.
Okay.
So where are you headed, buddy?
And again, we did not discuss this in advance, but I'm heading to the ABC commissary, and I got it right here. I'll take a picture if you want. And I chose the seafood platter with fries for $9.99. So that's amazing that we picked the same restaurant and the same dish on the menu, but nevertheless, that's what we did. I've eaten at the commissary. I know that it kind of gets a bad rap. People are kind of tough on it. You know, you can get your standard burgers and fries and stuff like that, but you're right. They do have a good a couple of offerings of seafood, and they have a salmon dish there and, you know, a couple of other things. But I kind of like the ABC commissary. You know, I like it better than the back lot and some of the other places there. And I just like that whole alleyway with the old TV shows playing, that background loop. And, you know, given that it's just takeout service, if you will, you know, we have gone there and would go there again. So it's all good.
Yeah, we eat there all the time. Like I said, my father, I have a lot of memories from him. I still remember him on the trip. He was acting like a baby, and we were yelling at him. He was acting like a baby because he had a when he finally rented a scooter. But it was raining out that day, so he had his yellow Mickey poncho on, and he's riding the scooter, and he starts sucking his thumb. Now this is his big. My dad's like 6'2", 225, drives truck, and just a picture of him doing that because my wife's calling him a baby. But he pulls his scooter up with his slicker, with his fried shrimp. He looked like a baby pulling up to the table.
But that's what Disney's all about. I mean, that memory is stuck in your head forever, and it's a, you know, a funny memory of your dad, and that's all good.
I actually, not to get a little upset here, but I actually buried him with that picture. That's one of the pictures when my dad went. That I sent with him that time. There was a couple of them from that week, but that was one of them because I wanted to keep a smile on his face.
There you go. Well, that's a great story.
My wife and me, my wife and my sister-in-law, we all ate there this last time too, and my wife had the couscous.
Yeah.
With the couscous with the arugula salad. That was really good too. I was mad at her though because she ended up getting the chicken instead of doing the salmon because she was sharing it with my sister-in-law. But that's how big of a salad. I mean, they give you pretty good helpings here too.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been dissatisfied with any of the portion sizes or anything like that. And, you know, like I said, the studios, we don't spend a lot of time there. And, you know, we may eat there every other trip or something like that, depending on what time we get there. But ABC Commissary is always sort of a go-to. We've been kind of stuck on the back lot the last couple of years. Why, I don't know, because every time I go in there and I get up to the window, I remember how, at least in my view, the menu is very limited. And then it all comes flashing back to me why I said last time I was there, I'm not coming here again. And for some reason, we just gravitate there. I don't know why. But it's just one of those things. But anyways, as part of my, because I get a dessert and a drink on the dining plan here, I went with the strawberry parfait. Have you ever had that?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, I've had it, and it's actually pretty good. It's refreshing. I'm not going to say it's light. I mean, it's a dessert, but it's pretty good. It's, ice cold or chilled real nice, and it's kind of refreshing after eating all that fried food on the seafood platter.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm probably going to go with.
I have no idea.
Come on, buddy.
Fried wontons.
No, I'm not going with that. I'm not going with what you did.
Okay. What are you getting?
I want the chocolate cake. I thought they had chocolate cake here. The chocolate mousse, I'm sorry. I'm going to get the chocolate mousse.
Yeah, they got
No, I'm getting the chocolate mousse. They have the specialty cupcake there, but I went with the chocolate mousse here, which is very, very good.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. I think I chose that when we were over at the Animal Kingdom. So, yeah. Even if they don't have it, you can ask them for a
No, they have
chocolate.
chocolate mousse. No, they
Yeah.
don't have the chocolate cake. They have the mousse. I'm going with the mousse. I like the mousse there.
All right. That's good. We can definitely do that. And what, you getting something to drink or
I
just a
always get
standard?
Pepsi, man. It's always
You
a
pull it,
Pepsi for me.
you're
Coke or
pulling it
Pepsi.
out of, yeah, I was going to say, you're pulling it out of your backpack or you're actually getting
Wouldn't be the
it?
first time.
All right, all right. Anything else at the ABC commissary? Or you've got your fill there?
I'm done. I'm stuffed. I've had fried shrimp. Brenda's mad at me. She was healthy with
Funny.
the couscous and the chicken.
Okay.
And then I finished it off with mousse, so she's not happy with me. And I washed it down with a Pepsi, so I'm in all kind of trouble.
And you got a sugar high, and you're all set. You got caffeine in you. You're ready to go.
Absolutely. I'm going to go get on the great movie ride and yell back at the cast members as they're playing as a gangster.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So where are
All
you
right.
headed next?
I'm midday after a couple of attractions. I'm going to do the Great Movie Ride, and we're going to go see Muppets and, kill a couple hours in the park. And by that time, I'll be maybe not hungry, but can be using a snack. So I'm going to stop into my favorite place in the studios, period, over to the writer's stop. That's a place we generally go each and every time we're in the studios, and we just love it in there. The decor, the overstuffed couches and chairs and tables where you can get a coffee or a soda and a snack. And in this case, I'm going to get the peanut butter cookie, which is about the size of your head, as if you've seen them. All of the cookies in there are huge. So I'm going to have half of that cookie, and then I'm going to wrap the other half up and throw it in my backpack for a late night snack when I get back to Saratoga or Port Orleans, depending on where we're staying.
Well, you're going to see where I'm going later on in this trip.
I kind of figured that, but I got to be honest, that's where I would actually go. So I'm good with it.
Well, me and Brent are totally stuffed, and we can't eat a snack in the middle of the day.
Okay.
We're getting on all our rides. I went over and beat her on really bad on Toy Story Midway Mania. So after that, she made me go get on Rock and Roller Coaster and get my tummy upset. But then after that, we're going to head over to the 50s Primetime Cafe.
All right.
And when I sit down, I'm this place, I love so many different things on the menu here. I mean,
Okay.
what about you? Aren't you, do you like a lot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, over the years, we've. Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of things on the menu there. I have two or three favorites that I tend to always gravitate toward, which again, that's my issue. I know you're coaching me to be more diverse and try some different things at the restaurants I usually eat at, as well as try different restaurants altogether. But yeah, I mean, aside from the decor and the cast members and all of the shtick that goes with eating there, I mean, it's just good old home cooking, if you will. And whether you get the meatloaf or the fried chicken or the pot roast, I mean, you can't go wrong with almost anything on that menu. What did you end up going with?
I went with my absolute favorite, which used to be Mom's meatloaf, but now for some reason it's Cousin Ann's. You
Okay.
know, but it's all good. I'll eat Cousin Ann's meatloaf. It's a blend of beef, pork, topped with tomato glaze, roasted garlic, mashed potatoes, and green beans. We have this exact recipe. We've made it many, many times here at home, and it comes out the exact same. And it
Really?
is awesome. Yes, we make it all. It's my favorite meatloaf. I mean, for $16.99. this and the bangers, I think, are the best two meals on property for the price.
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree with you. I mean, forget price point. I mean, just a go-to meal. I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, it's not the Brown Derby or it's not the California Griller and it's not Jico, but I think, you know, dollar for dollar, like you always say, I mean, it's great food and comfort food, and it's just awesome. So I can't disagree with you there, because I've had that meatloaf many, many times, and it's one of my favorite meals on property.
Yeah, me and Bren were going to go to the, you know, we love the Brown Derby, and the reason I didn't pick the Brown Derby, because it is the Brown Derby, the Brown Derby,
right,
is because it isn't worth two dining credits. And if I'm here on dining, free dining, which I'm counting as what mine is right now, I'm not going to waste two credits on the Brown Derby. I just can't do it. But I love, you know, all the food in there. I've never had a bad meal. We've probably eaten there 10 times.
Right,
but
right.
You can't ever go wrong with the prime time. And me and Brenda's actually cheating. I'm cheating because Brenda's also with me.
Uh-oh.
And she's having Cousin Brandon's grilled salmon, which, have you had that before?
No, I've never had the salmon there. I have not.
You got to try it. It's with a maple bourbon butter sauce, sauteed broccolini, and a sweet potato bacon hash.
Wow.
It is really, really good. And I suggest it's something you try next time you're there.
All right.
You like sweet potatoes?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of them, but I like the bacon hash. I'll steal a little off of her plate.
There you go. Share a meal, right?
Yeah, I'll give her some meatloaf because she could use some red meat in her diet. And I'll take the salmon because it's good for me.
Yeah, there you go. You're best of both worlds, right?
Absolutely. Then we're going to both try to fit dessert in us.
All right, what are you going for?
I'm going to be really, really bad. I usually go with Dad's Brownie Sundae, but this time I'm going to go with the 50s Boston Cream Parfait.
Ugh.
It's layers of chocolate fudge, vanilla cream, and pound cake topped with whipped dream, it's called. Not even whipped cream. It's a whipped dream. And it's absolutely awesome. And then, Brent, I'm going to cheat, and me and her is going to also have, instead of my drink, I'm going to have the peanut butter and jelly milkshake to start the meal.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever had that?
It's funny you say that. Two, three trips ago, I was on a solo trip, and that was, I have this, you know, actually a bucket list, believe it or not. In my notes, I have a folder, and whenever you or Bob or somebody recommends something that you got to try, and that was one of the things on there. So I was going by the, I don't know, I think I was heading over to Star Tours or something, and I popped in there real quick, and I had one of those at the bar, and oh my God, was that good.
Isn't it good? Me and Brent are going to have one, we're going to split a soda, and we're each going to split that to start the meal just to have it.
I mean, it just brings you back, at least it did to me when you were a kid. I mean, the old-fashioned, you know, if you remember, I mean, this
yeah,
is
the
a little,
old drugstores.
Right.
Yeah.
A little before my time. There was still a few around when I was a kid, but they were kind of being phased out. But we had a couple of, you know, pharmacies still in our town where we lived that had them. And, you know, the way they serve it and the I don't know, is it aluminum or steel, and it gets cold on the outside.
Yeah, you keep pouring it in to fill your glass.
Yeah, it's just awesome.
I remember when I was a kid, my grandpa used to take me every Saturday over to Whirl's.
Okay.
I'd pick out my Hot Wheels and have a milkshake, and it was heaven for me. And he loved it too, God bless him, because he liked to sneak out and smoke a cigar so my grandma didn't know. And he acted like she didn't know it. Like, I'd like pop. I'm like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, growing up with him.
Right.
And it's like, she can smell it.
Right. You can smell somebody that smoked a cigar. You can smell them from a block away, you know?
Yeah, I'd be like, pop, she can smell you, buddy. But it was our thing. We'd sneak out, and guy would go get a milkshake every week at Whirl's. It was awesome.
Well, she probably thought, at least if he thought he was being sneaky, he'd smoke less of them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So it was probably like, yeah, I know he is, but at least he's only having one a weekend or something instead of just puffing on them all the time.
Absolutely. So where are you going for dinner, my friend?
I am going to go over to Mama Melrose's. Again, another restaurant that gets a lot of hatred in the Disney community. But, you know, and I got to agree, it's not great Italian food. And we covered this. I know you specifically said, Doug, at least when it comes to Italian food, we all, especially up in the Northeast, I guess we're Italian food snobs too, as well as seafood snobs. But, you know, you get used to your local, you know, Italian food place with the gravy or sauce that you like, and nothing's really going to compete with it. But for theme park food and being down in Florida, we ate here our very first trip we ever went to Disney World, so it does kind of hold a sentimental place in our heart.
Absolutely. It has, you have a lot of history there.
Right, exactly. So we go there more for the memories and create, you know, new memories. And like I said, the food is, it's good. It's, you know, I wouldn't, you know, rant and rave and say, oh, you got to go to Mama Melrose's. But if you're in the mood for Italian food and you happen to be at the studios, I would recommend it. And on this particular visit, I'm going to get the penne pasta with meatballs and the four cheese sauce garnished with pecorino romano cheese. That's what I'm going for.
How is that? I know you had to have it before because you don't have to try new stuff. Usually.
Yeah, right. it's pretty good. I mean, it's, you know, it's good. Like I said, I'm not going to say, you know, it's the greatest, you know, Italian food we've ever had, but it's edible and it's good. And we kind of like the atmosphere in there. I mean, you know, I don't know. Like I said, and you kind of stick up for Tony's in the same regard because it's kind of in the same, or at least my perception.
I'll tell you what, my wife loves the salmon at Tony's. We've had it there a couple times, and she loves it there. She loves Tony's. And we're like that, too, and I agree with you, Dan. Like, me and Brenda judge how we are treated and what our food is. We'll take recommendations, but we would like you said, it's kind of got a bad, like this does. You've had some good times there, so you judge it on your own merits instead of on somebody else's all the time.
Right. And, you know, I'm not trying to be unfair to anybody in the Disney community, but sometimes I feel like it's like a parrot, you know? Somebody says something, and they say something, and they repeat it, and then next thing you know, it becomes the gospel. Ah, Mama Melrose's is lousy. I wouldn't go there, whatever. And, you know, hey, maybe somebody did have a bad experience. I'm not saying that, but, I mean, I've also had off experiences at California Grill or some of the high-end restaurants.
You got to give it the three-strike rule. Exactly. At least two. At least give it another chance.
Exactly. I mean, any restaurant can have an off night, or the dish might just be off that night, or maybe they use a spice or something in it that you don't particularly care for. But, you know, in my view, that's not a reason to, you know, trash the whole restaurant. But, no, I mean, we don't eat there every time, but, you know, maybe every second or third trip we tend to go there. We love Italian food, and, you know, Disney World is starting to get more and more, you know, good Italian restaurants, I think, with the additions to, you know, World Showcase, and then you got the place on the boardwalk there, the Trattoria El Forno.
Yeah.
See how I did that?
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, you know, when you're in the studios, if you want Italian food, obviously that's the place to go. And, you know, the menu's not very, and they got your typical, you know, as I said, pasta with meatballs, or you can get chicken with it, or, you know, something like that. But it's all good, and we enjoy it.
What would your beautiful bride get what she usually get?
She usually likes lasagna and stuff like that with the ricotta cheese in it, and I believe they have a lasagna offering on that menu. You know, she kind of goes for stuff like that. We've had the pizza there before. That's
what I was going to say. I would go with the flatbreads, and that's not a bad price if you really think about it for $12.99 for dinner.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't think we've ever had the flatbreads. When we initially ate there, I might not have been the first time, but, you know, a few years later, I think they just had the regular brick oven pizza. I don't think it was flatbread. As you know, this flatbread craze is not new, but it's relatively new, if you know what I mean. Everybody used to serve traditional, you know, pizza, if you or, you know, even square or rectangular, if you will, but in a brick oven or something like that. But now it seems like almost every place, even food courts and stuff, everything's about the flatbread.
Absolutely. I don't know. I'm just was very happy with it. It was good. That's what I got the only time we ate here.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I know you eat at the Brown Derby a lot when you're at the studios, and you mentioned 50s Prime Time, and you know.
And I know a lot of the other shows get on the studios. Like, I know, you know, and I don't like, you know, because everybody knows we love Beer Guests. And I know Pam and Ricky are constantly on the studios for better options.
Right, right.
And they do need more. But I think their sit-down restaurants are fine. I would like to see another restaurant open there. And the counter service isn't the worst, but I think everybody's so spoiled by all the options at Epcot that, I mean, I even think the Magic Kingdom finally has, like, because we love Columbia Harbor House and Pecos Bills, but it's either one or the other for me.
Right,
there's
right.
only two there. It is. I think they could use
I mean, yeah, and you got to believe, you know, when this expansion or revamping, I should say, of the studios happens, you got to believe either some of the existing restaurants may get rethemed or, you know, which I hope happens, they're going to add some restaurants. There's no doubt in my mind, whether they're, you know, themed to Star Wars or potentially, you know, Pixar, you know, Toy Story or whatever. I got to believe they're going to do something with the dining in the studios.
Yeah, I would like to see. I know Star Wars, if they do it, they're 100%. I would have to bet they're going to do a Star Wars restaurant in the studios. And that's probably going to be, I wouldn't even be surprised if they bring in the Landry Group to do it, because they with the rainforest and the T-Rex and the Yak and Yeti, they'd be the perfect company to do something like that.
Yeah, and they just did the Boathouse too, right? They own that as well.
Yeah, so you're right. And the point is, I think they could do a themed restaurant very good, but I would like to see another elegant restaurant at the studios sit down myself.
Yeah, I mean, maybe something that's a little more in keeping with the theme. I mean, the Brown Derby is perfect. I mean, as far as fitting in with old Hollywood and all that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what it would be or where it would be.
Well, even if it was something like Be Our Guest, but in Pixar Place, that had an elegant dining room with all the Pixar characters.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
something like that that's nice and, you know, upscale a little bit. And the cool thing with that is it could be all a very diverse menu. Like, I would love to see something like this, like the Yak and Yeti in the studios. It has a very diverse menu.
Right. Yeah, I mean, again, I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't something in the queue right now, you know, that they're going to launch or as part of this, you know, massive reconstruction that's going to happen. I mean, you know, dining, as you know, is big business in Disney World. And, you know, a lot of us even say that, you know, eating in Disney World is an attraction in itself. So I got to believe they're going to up the ante there and make some additional dining available there.
Well, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it myself. I know I'm looking forward to when there's supposed to be some announcements coming up on the studios soon from everything we've been hearing. And I'm really excited to hear which way they're going with this.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we've been saying for a while now, everything's been pretty much rumor control at this time. And, you know, a lot of these things end up being somewhat true or they're almost true. But we haven't heard one you know, drop, if you will, from Disney as far as what's definitely going to happen. And, you know, my guess is, you know, some things are probably already decided, but there may be some things that are still being ironed out or worked out, and they're not ready to announce. But I did see online today, not to go back to news, but I believe they're having a big Star Wars, I don't know if it's a launch or a D23 thing, but I know Bob Iger was out there and people have been tweeting all kinds of Star Wars stuff all day. So I didn't know if maybe at that venue some information might trickle out about what a potential Star Wars land in the studios.
Yeah, they're also going to have, I've seen a lot of new pictures have come out, or a video have come out for the new Star Wars trailer. They've added a lot of that. I've seen today, actually, when I came home, it was on the news.
Yeah, they have the trailer, and I know they just re-released in digital format or something, the original trilogy and all that. So there's a lot of Star Wars stuff going on. Not that I care, but I know there's a lot of people out there that really love that franchise and are very excited about all the, you know, the new movies that are about to, you know, come out and the relaunch of the old movies and what may come in the theme park.
I think that's been digitally remastered like 15 times now.
Well, they got to get you to buy it, you know, 15 times. That's it, Doug.
I mean, my goodness. So now me and Brenda's going to get our snack for the day. And what we're going to get is she's going to get a carrot cake cookie.
Nice.
And I'm getting the peanut butter cookie like you got then.
But where are you getting it?
We're getting it at the Writer Stop.
Oh, okay. I knew that, but you didn't say that.
Well, we're going to head out because I said earlier that's where I'm headed, but at a different
Okay.
time.
All
But you're
right.
right. But what me and Brenda are doing, because we're good kids, we're going to get our cookies, and we love, I never take a bus or a boat. I always drive over to the Boardwalk or the Yacht and Beach Club, and me and Brenda usually the Boardwalk, and we hang out there for a while because we go back to hang out at the Boardwalk. So me and her walk home from the studios every time we go to the studios. So we're going to eat our cookies together, holding hands, walking down the lake back to the studios.
That's a great way to end the evening at the studios. So you're not going to see Fantasmic, you're bailing?
No, we're not going to see Phantasm. We're going to grab our cookies from the writer's stop, and we're walking home, which is it's a beautiful walk. Like I said, we do that every single time. The good thing is we've walked all around the studio, so we burn enough calories. But as we're eating our cookies, we'll be burning them right off as we're walking back to our car.
There you go. No, that's a great day in the studios, and that's a great tradition that you have. I know you mention that frequently, that walk from the studios back to the boardwalk area. That's awesome.
Well, the first time I tried that tour, I ended up we were at the Swan and Dolphin, and we tried it, and I took her down. When you go down, there's a sidewalk that goes up at the bridge, and we were on the right side. The left side's actually where the trail is.
Okay.
Well, me and Brenda went down the right side. We ended up on the main road. I had her with buses driving by us trying to walk to the studios. We ended up walking in the studios through the back entrance.
Really?
Yeah,
Wow.
we walked down the back entrance where the buses come in and out. It's right across. I got us so lost, and I never get lost.
I could hear you now. I'm not lost. I know where I'm going.
Then we're walking on road and then going through grass. So we had to go back down the bridge and back around, and then we finally found where we were going.
And I know you wrestled an alligator on the way too, right?
No, I ran like a baby from an alligator. I ain't wrestled no alligator. But no, we ended up finding the right way, but it was funny. I had my poor girl walking all over aimlessly through Walt Disney
Right.
World. And the sad part, and again, that's another memory we'll have forever. Me and her crack up over that all the time. It's the only time I've ever gotten her lost when we were trying to walk to the studios.
Yeah, it's funny. I have a very similar story. Where were we? We were staying at the beach club, and we were trying to get over the International Gateway, but I didn't go out the typical way. I kind of weaved it in through the parking lots, heading towards Epcot, which, if you can envision it, it'd kind of be heading towards where the band plays there in the UK. You know, like the trees and the woods
Yeah,
behind there.
back on Tudor Lane.
Back there. And I said, oh, the parking lot's there, so I can just bang a right and I'll end up by the bridge and then go into International Gateway. But same thing that happened to you. I don't know, there's a service road back there.
Yeah, you go down low with that brick tunnel light.
I was aware of it. I kind of knew it was there, but it was dark. It was at nighttime that we did this, and same thing, next thing I know, we're on the road and there's these buzzing by and buses, and it took us 5 or 10 minutes to kind of get our bearings and get back on the path. But same thing, here we are, pitch dark out, and we're on this road with vehicles coming to and fro, and of course I know everything about Disney World. I'm not lost, and it was kind of funny.
No, the only positive thing me and Brenda had, it was first thing in the morning. It was early. It was daylight.
Oh, okay.
We were on the
Well, at least
road, but it
you
was
got daylight.
daylight. We were headed to the studios. We woke up bright and early. We had breakfast at Tubby's. It's inside the Swan and Dolphin, and then we were
Okay.
walking. And I had everything good, but there's two sidewalks. You got to realize one. If you take the one sidewalk, what you got to do is go up. It's like an off ramp of a sidewalk. You go up the bridge. You walk across the bridge, and then you go back down the other way. Well, we went up the sidewalk, and I didn't realize you had to go across the bridge and back down on the sidewalk to get to the studios. I took us across the main highway like an idiot. Well, we
Well, you
found
learned
our way,
something. You'll
and then
never do that
I ate a
again.
little more at the studios that day.
Oh, what did you have?
No, I was kidding. I worked up an
Oh.
appetite with that walk.
Oh,
So,
okay. I see what you're saying.
but that's gonna be it for us this week, buddy. Do you have anything else?
No, that was a good trip to the studios, and again, we apologize that some of our choices were the same, if you will. But again, we totally come up with this without talking before the show, so it was just coincidence. But that was unplanned.
Well, we didn't get to share at the one restaurant. That's the sad part. Everywhere else we could have.
Right.
Well, we want to thank everybody. Our listenership is going way up. We appreciate you guys so much. We really would appreciate even more if you go over to iTunes and leave us a little bit of a review. We don't even care if it's a bad review, as long as it's a review. But no, don't leave us a bad one. And check us out on Twitter, Facebook, WDW Main Street. Please use our sponsors. We'd really appreciate that. Do you got anything else, Dan?
No, that's pretty much it. You covered it. And like you said on the last show, we're going to do all of the four parks, which we've done Animal Kingdom and now the studios. So in the coming weeks, probably in between, in the middle of the week, or it could be part of our regular show, we'll be dropping these WDW Main Street Dining Plan shows. And we hope you enjoy them, and we enjoy doing them for you.
Oh, as much as we can talk about food, the better, then.
Absolutely.
Well, everybody have a great week ahead, and we will talk to you guys real soon. Later. Dan.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.